Well, I started in Piemont in May 1961. I was very keen to do the med lab course and got the job out there. In the lab at the time, there were three lab people. There was Tom Goff, Dinny Powell, and Tim Cahill. Now, our visiting pathologist was Tim Healy. We also had another gentleman there called Johnny Garrity. Johnny specifically looked after our laboratory animals, which were mostly guinea pigs and the occasional rabbit. We used those for testing for TB. And I thought, of course, initially it was awful to kill, put them down, but that was the way things were in those days. The atmosphere in the laboratory was very good. Rather limited experience, I would say, because the disease in the hospital did not take in, let's say, for the experience that one would get in a big general hospital. And on working towards my exams, I will say Tim Healy gave me great help and took me to other hospitals where I spent some time to brush up on techniques that weren't available in Piemont. Over the years, I suppose I experienced got a lot of friendships up there, and a lot of them maintained for a long, long time. I did my final exam in the summer of 66, and on completion of the exam, I was told by the, and when I got my results, I was told by the medical superintendent at the time that there was no job there for me in any raised status, so I should look for a job. But however, in the meantime, I had become quite interested in non-gyne cytology, the presence of a lot of patients in the hospital showing symptoms of lung cancers needed investigation with sputum cytology, so I was very interested in that. And at one point I was asked, would I like to take on a course in Brompton Hospital in London, which I was thrilled to do. The thoughts, I think, at that age of going to London for a few weeks was fantastic. However, that was knocked on the head by our medical superintendent at the time. He was probably a little bit old-fashioned, but maybe that was the times that were in it. If the males didn't want to go, I could do the course. The marriage ban, of course, was still in existence, and this was the excuse that I'd probably throw up the job, go off and get married, and then where would they be with their trained cytology person? So I never got to Brompton. However, in 1967, I left. I got the job as a senior lab scientist in Tullamore and set up a lab down there for them. When I went to live in Clonmacnoise, I met Joy Whittaker, and Joy had been a nurse up in the hospital while I was there. And there were a few little antidotes around that I would have names cropped up. And I remember there was a local farmer who told us about selling pigs to Mark Clinton, and that even in the dark of the night, if you had a load of little piglets, which would have been customary to bring them up to Piemont after collecting during the day, they brought them up, you couldn't pass Mark Clinton with a bad piglet. So he was a very, very liked person, very well respected because of his knowledge of animal husbandry and that sort of thing. Within the complex itself, we all like Mark. I think at that stage, if I'm right, he was just beginning his political career. Now, on the political side, as a Dubliner, I wasn't familiar with the way in the country people can be Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil. And on election day, people went in different cars up to the voting booths in Newcastle. And if you went in Clinton's car or Ernie Collins's car, you were a Fine Gaeler. And if you went in, I don't know who the other person was, but you definitely voted Fianna Fáil. So you began to see the country as its different habits to the city. Now, just on the in my years in Piemont, I suppose I was about 2 years in it when I developed a shadow on my lung. I had, because I was under 21, we were called in every 3 months for a routine chest x-ray, and I picked up TB. Now, it wasn't very severe, it was caught in the early stages, but in those days there wasn't the protection around to protect people dealing with microorganisms or any form of infective material that there is today. But however, after spending 3 months in the hospital as an inpatient, I went back to the laboratory, and thankfully, obviously some of my workmates had persisted, but there was a cabinet set up so that one could be protected from these bacilli that would have been floating in the air as we worked with them. So that was maybe one good thing that came out of it. But on the whole, I could say I enjoyed my time there. It came then time to move on, and certainly the Brampton Hospital episode spurred me move on, which I did. And I had many happy days in Piemont. There was lots of people I met. May Blaney comes to mind. There was Mary Dunbar and Anne West were at reception. There were various sisters in the place. Smith, Marr, McCarthy, McGoldrick, and Asher. I can't think of any more.